Chapter 66. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie. When Liu Jilian was arrested, Mo Zian felt both panicked and yet unsurprised. After all, he had never believed in the eldest princess's success, and Liu Jilian had never listened to his advice. When the imperial guards came to arrest her, Liu Jilian still refused to believe it. How could this happen? How could she fail and be thrown into prison? That couldn't be the fate of someone who had transmigrated to this world. But the guards had no intention of debating with her, nor were they impressed by her so-called aura of someone from another world. Seeing that she refused to cooperate, they put shackles on her and took her away. Terrified, Liu Jilian kept looking back, shouting, "Father! Mo Zian, save me, save me!" After Liu Jilian's arrest, before the final sentence was handed down, Mo Zian used a large sum of money to bribe officials and secured a brief visit with her, enough time for a single incense stick to burn. The prison was filthy and cold, with rats scurrying about. After just 2 days in there, all of Liu Jilian's pride had been shattered. When she saw Mo Zian being led over by the jailer, she rushed toward the bars of her cell. "Zian, Zian, please get me out of here. If I stay here any longer, I'll die." Mo Zian felt a deep bitterness in his heart. He was just a man. How could Liu Jilian expect him to save her? He brought a food box with him, opened it, and handed the food to Liu Jilian. Liu Jilian hadn't eaten in days. The prison food, which smelled rancid, made her nauseous just from the scent, and she couldn't bring herself to eat it. She devoured the food in large bites, and as Mo Zian watched her, an overwhelming sense of bitterness and discomfort filled him. "Jilian, things are really bad at home right now. Mother and eldest sister have both been suspended from their positions and are waiting at home for further punishment. I'll try my best to find a way to save you." Just then, the jailer came over and barked harshly, "Time's up. Hurry up and leave." Panic overtook Liu Jilian, and with her greasy hands, she grabbed Mo Zian's clothes. "Zian, you have to save me. I don't want to die." Mo Zian left. When he returned to the Liu residence, the entire household was shrouded in gloom and anxiety. No one knew what fate awaited them. Liu Chenzhou and Liu Jujin were desperately trying to bribe people with gold, hoping someone would speak for them in court. They weren't asking for much, just a demotion and exile. As long as they could keep a glimmer of hope, the Liu family could rise again. But unfortunately, everyone slammed their doors in their faces. The Empress was in a furious rage, and no one wanted to risk crossing her path. The coldness of human nature had never been more evident. Mo Zian returned to the courtyard where he and Liu Jilian lived and began rummaging through the cabinets and drawers, desperately searching for something. Liu Jilian was his wife, and if she were to die, what would he do? He had to find a way to save her. Liu Jilian had aligned herself with the eldest princess, and it was because of the eldest princess that she had been thrown into prison. Now that the eldest princess herself was in dire straits, she could no longer be relied upon. The Empress was out of the question. The only ones who might have the power to save Liu Jilian were the two princesses, the seventh princess or the fourth princess. The seventh princess was allied with the Xu family, but Liu Jilian had a conflict with Xu Ting, so the seventh princess was unlikely to help. That left the fourth princess. However, Liu Jilian had become a liability, something no one wanted to be associated with. Why would the fourth princess take the risk to save her? Unless Liu Jilian had something of value, Mo Zian could only think of Liu Jilian's talents. Her mind was full of clever ideas that could be turned into endless streams of wealth, an enormous treasure trove. Surely, the fourth princess would be tempted by that. Mo Zian needed to find something that would prove Liu Jilian's worth and convince the fourth princess to take the risk of rescuing her from prison. For instance, the massive profits from glass products. Where did Liu Jilian put the account books? Mo Zian rummaged through the room, never expecting to actually find this. It was a substantial booklet, without a cover, but as he flipped through its pages, he couldn't help but feel his heart race, his hands trembling uncontrollably. Milk tea, cake, cocktails, sugar production, glass, alcohol distillation. There were both words and diagrams. Some of the ideas had already been implemented, marked off by Liu Jilian in red ink, but many others were still pending. This thing, this treasure, with this in his possession, Liu Jilian herself became entirely unnecessary. And yet, she had carelessly left it in a compartment under the bed they shared. In fact, the compartment contained many other odds and ends, most of them related to Mo Zian, documenting their time together. But Mo Zian didn't notice any of that. The Liu family was on the brink of collapse, and even with immense effort, it might be impossible to save Lu Jilian. Mo Zian's heart pounded wildly. He no longer wanted to save Lu Jilian. With this booklet in hand, he could rely on no one and rise to heights beyond anyone's reach. He could fulfill his ambitions. In a daze, Mo Zian walked over to the desk, picked up a brush, and spread out a sheet of letter paper. Lu Jilian's handwriting was actually easy to imitate. Her script was soft and limp, like a child's. Mo Zian often signed various documents on Lu Jilian's behalf, and she enjoyed this arrangement. Now, using Lu Jilian's handwriting, Mo Zian wrote a letter of divorce. The letter read, "As the husband has been brought into the household, there has been no closeness between him and the wife's father, nor harmony with her younger brother. The family has often been at odds. Although the love between husband and wife is deep, filial duty comes first. Thus, it is with great sorrow that I release him." Once he finished writing, the ink dried quickly. Mo Zian sat in silence, struggling with his decision, but in the end, he stood up, took the divorce letter, and went to find He Rongrai. The upheaval in the Lu family had aged He Rongrai by at least a decade. His face looked utterly worn out. Lu Qiqi, who had been engaged to the Wu family, saw the engagement quickly dissolve as soon as the Wu family heard of the Lu family's troubles. In such a short time, He Rongrai had tasted the bitterness of human fickleness. "Father," Mo Zian said, handing over the divorce letter, "I went to see Jilian." The entire Lu family had witnessed firsthand how much their second daughter adored her husband. Even though He Rongrai was heartbroken and disappointed with his daughter, he had to admit that Lu Jilian had treated Mo Zian impeccably, even to the point of envy. So, it wasn't surprising to He Rongrai that Lu Jilian would write a letter of divorce. After all, his daughter loved Mo Zian down to her very bones. Letting Mo Zian go, freeing him from the Lu family's fate, was something his daughter would definitely do. However, He Rongrai was deeply disappointed in Mo Zian. No matter what, Lu Jilian had always treated him well, even when she was imprisoned, and she still wanted to protect him. Yet Mo Zian, holding the letter of divorce, couldn't wait to leave. "What are you thinking?" He Rongrai asked. Mo Zian replied, "I don't want to betray Jilian's wishes." With a weary expression, He Rongrai waved him off dismissively. "I understand. Then, go." That very day, Mo Zian packed his belongings and left. He didn't take much with him, but he carried away the most valuable treasure. Meanwhile, Lu Jilian, still in prison, was waiting for Mo Zian to run around seeking help to save her, but what she received instead was the news of her death sentence. Without any delay, Mo Zian went to the authorities to annul his marriage to Lu Jilian. When the entire Lu family was exiled, he escaped punishment because he was no longer part of the family. Lu Jujin went to collect Lu Jilian's remains and buried her hastily. Then the entire Lu family quietly left the capital. After the empress's cold and ruthless sentence against the eldest princess, the ministers noticed that the empress seemed to favor the fourth princess more. After Lu Chenzhou's dismissal, the minister of revenue, a highly coveted position, was given to someone from the fourth princess's faction. Not only that, the empress began entrusting many important state matters to the fourth princess, using the excuse of poor health to have her help with official duties. The ministers were shocked. Wasn't this a sign that the empress intended to appoint the fourth princess as the heir? The supporters of the seventh princess panicked, while more and more court officials noticed this trend and began to pledge allegiance to the fourth princess. The emperor was also alarmed. He didn't understand why the empress's attitude had made such a dramatic turn. Previously, the empress had been resolute about establishing the legitimate daughter as the heir, and the emperor had devoted most of his energy to preventing the empress dowager and the fourth princess from staging a coup or altering the edict. The ministers who supported the seventh princess were also anxious. The empress's shift in stance had disrupted the steady progress they had made thus far. If the empress favored the fourth princess before, Yan Yunshu might have secretly felt pleased. But now, she was determined to ascend to the highest position, and the fourth princess was her sworn enemy who had avenged her husband. If the empress intended to appoint Yan Yuntong as the crown princess, she could never accept that. Yan Yunshu immediately ordered preparations for a carriage to discuss matters with Xu Ting. Given the current sensitive situation, they would not meet at the Zhenbian Palace, but rather in Duxian's small garden. The elegant little garden was quiet and secluded, filled with men, and they would enter through the back door. The private room in the pavilion above was the most discreet place.